जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Rasvi Hari Radha Rasvi Hari Radhe. Jaya Sita Ram Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman. Jaya Sita Ram Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Paribrahacharya Astotrasta Sri Srimadesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Paribrahacharya Astotrasya Shishimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki. అనంతకోటి వైష్ణవృందకి, గ్రంథరా శ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ శ్రీ శ్రీ గురువన్ గౌరాంగ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం, దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయత్. నష్టప్రాయే సభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్ఠికీ. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24, entitled Chanting the Song Sung by Lord Shiva. Text 68. Atha Tvam Asi Naha Brahman Paramatman Vipaschitam Vishvam Rudrabhaya Dvastam అకూటశ్చిద్భయా గతిహి. అతత్వమసి నో బ్రహ్మన్, అతత్వమసి నో బ్రహ్మన్ పరమాత్మన్ విపశ్చితాం, పరమాత్మన్ విపశ్చితాం విశ్వం రుద్రభయద్వస్తం, విశ్వం రుద్రభయద్వస్తం అకూటశ్చిద్భయాగతిః, అకూటశ్చిద్భయాగతిః. అతత్వం అసి నో బ్రహ్మన్ పరమాత్మన్ విపశ్చితాం, విశ్వం రుద్రభయద్వస్తం అకూటశ్చిద్భయాగతిః. అతత్వం అసి నో బ్రహ్మన్ పరమాత్మన్ విపశ్చితాం, విశ్వం రుద్రభయద్వస్తం అకూటశ్చిద్భయాగతిః. అతత్వం అసి నో బ్రహ్మన్ పరమాత్మన్ విపశ్చితాం, రుద్రభయస్వసం పురశ్చిద్భయాగతిః. అతత్వం అసి నో బ్రహ్మన్ పరమాత్మన్ విపశ్చితాం, రుద్రభయాదస్తం అకూటశ్చిద్భయాగతి. అతత్వం అసి నో బ్రహ్మన్ పరమాత్మన్ విపశ్చితాం, రుద్రభయాదస్తం అకూటశ్చిద్భయాగతిః. ಚಂದ್ರಗತಿ ದತ್ತಂ ಮಾತಾಜಿ word to word meaning ata therefore tvam you my lord asi or nah our brahman o supreme brahman paramatman o super soul vipaschitam for the learned wise men Vishwam, the whole universe, Rudrabhayam, being afraid of Rudra, Dvastham, annihilated, Akutaschidbhaya, undoubtedly fearless, Gatihi, destination. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. My dear Lord, all actually learned persons know you as the Supreme Brahman and the Super Soul. Although the entire universe is afraid of Lord Rudra, who ultimately annihilates everything, for the learned devotees, you are the fearless destination of all. Please repeat responsively. My dear Lord, all actually learned persons know you as the Supreme Brahman and the Super Soul. Although the entire universe is afraid of Lord Rudra, who ultimately annihilates everything, for learned devotees, you are the fearless destination of all. Purport by His Divine Grace. For the purpose of creation, maintenance and annihilation of the cosmic manifestation, there are three lords, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, Maheshwara. The material body is finished at the time of annihilation. Both the universal body and the small unit, the individual living entity's body, are susceptible to annihilation at the ultimate end. However, the devotees do not fear the annihilation of the body, for they are confident that after the annihilation, they will go back home, back to Godhead. Tektva deham punarjanma naiti mameti so Arjuna. If one strictly follows the process of devotional service, he has no fear of death, for he is predestined to go back home, back to Godhead. The non-devotees are fearful of death because they have no guarantee of where they are going or of the type of body they are going to get in their next life. The word Rudrabhaya is significant in this verse because Rudra himself, Lord Shiva, is speaking of fear of Rudra. This indicates that there are many Rudras, 11 Rudras, and the Rudra, Lord Shiva, who was offering this prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is different from other Rudras, although he is as powerful as they are. The conclusion is that one Rudra is afraid of another Rudra because each and every one of them is engaged in the destruction of the cosmic manifestation. But for the devotee. Everyone is afraid of Rudra, even Rudra himself. A devotee is never afraid of Rudra because he is always secure, being protected by the lotus feet of the Lord. As Sri Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 9.31, Kaunteya pratijanehi name bhakta pranashyati. My dear Arjuna, you may declare it publicly that my pure devotees will not be vanquished under any circumstances.
Om Ajnanati Murandasya Gyanan Janasalakaya Sakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Rangayate Girim Yatkrupatamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Vancha Kalpatarabhyasya Kripa Sindubhaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pastacha Desatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
In this loka, Lord Shiva is continuing his prayers to Lord Krishna. Shri Shiradaras Vihari Ji ki, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shri Gornitai ki. So in this verse, Lord Shiva is glorifying the Lord, how he is the Supreme Brahman. In the Vedic text, the description about the Supreme Personality of Godhead is many times very ambiguous, vague. Not fully described, especially Vedanta Sutra, which is also known as Brahma Sutra. It talks about the Supreme Personality as Brahman. Brahman actually means the greatest. It is in the superlative degree, unknowable, the greatest in all respects. So, many times, such description are misinterpreted by so-called Vedantists. We call them Mayavadis. They misinterpret saying that this is Brahman. Brahman is unlimited. He doesn't have any material qualities. He doesn't have any qualities, they say, not just material qualities. So, the Vedanta Sutra or the Brahma Sutra, there are so many acharyas who have commented, the essential difference is between what is the nature of Brahman. What is this God? So Mayavadis conclude that Brahman is the Supreme who doesn't have any qualities. Impersonal, he doesn't have any personality. So much so that they finally come to a conclusion that we are also that Brahman. Aham Brahmasmi. That is also Vedic text. Even though Mayavadis come to that conclusion, we will have to be clear that they are all Vedic description about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are Vedic. It's not non-Vedic. They are in the scripture. They are in the Upanishads. But how to understand that Brahman properly is a most important question. And the Vaishnavas have said that Brahman is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmaneti bhagavaneti sabjate. So Bhagavatam is very clear about who is this Brahman. Vedanta Sutra is not that clear. Bhagavatam is very clear. It is that one absolute truth is known as Brahman, Paramatman and Bhagavan. So Lord Shiva is confirming that here. You are that Brahman. He is talking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are that Brahman. No, ambiguity here, unambiguous statement. You are that Supreme Brahman. That is described in all the Upanishads, described in the Vedanta Sutra. That Brahman, what is described is you. Very clear here. Same, you are the Paramatman also. You are known as Paramatman. Again, Mayavadis, whenever they come to a word Atman, Atman actually means self. That self sometimes is referred to as Jivatman, that is spirit soul. And sometimes Paramatman also, the supreme self. The supreme self of the universe. The universal self, so to say. That is Krishna. Paramatman. He is Atma of the entire universe. So here, Lord Shiva is confirming that supreme personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, is none other than this Brahman and Paramatman also. So this is understood by the learned persons. If one is not sufficiently learned, okay, there are different degrees of learning. One is little learned, somebody is more learned, somebody is more and more learned. So one who is fully learned, he will understand that there is no distinction between this Brahman, Paramatman and Bhagavan. Somebody who is not sufficiently learned, they will think that Brahman is something, Paramatman is something. No. Here Lord Shiva is confirming that he is that one supreme personality of Godhead who has the personal feature, because he has described about the personal features in the other verses. So here it is confirmed that Brahman is not qualityless, not formless. He is the same person who has got all the forms and qualities in the previous verses as described. Then Lord Shiva goes further to explain about the Rudra Bhayam, Vishwam Rudra Bhayam. The fear of Rudra. It is interesting to note how Rudra plays an important role in annihilation of this universe. He plays an important role in annihilation in all respects. It is described in Srimad Bhagavatam how when Lord Brahma, after getting inspiration to create this universe, he first created the four Kumaras. The four Kumaras came. And then he wanted to populate this universe. He is only one person. He wanted more and more people. When he requested the Kumaras, please progenate, they said, no, we don't want to do that. We don't want to get into trouble. So it is stated how, because they did not obey the order, Lord Brahma became little bit angry. He was angry. Hey, what is it? I am telling something, you are not listening. Person becomes angry. But he wanted to hide that anger. He wanted to hide. But invariably the anger came out. The anger came out. It is said that in between the eyebrows. And that anger manifested in the form of a small baby. And he started crying. And the Lord said, hey, don't cry. You are born, why you are crying? Everybody is crying anyway when they are born. Crying saying that I am come to the material world, so many troubles I'll have to undergo. So the baby asked, okay, give me my name, who am I, what am I supposed to do, please give my place of residence. He said, okay, you have cried so anxiously, your name is Rudra. Rudra actually means one who cries anxiously, Rudra. And he stated that because Rudra was born from the anger in the mode of passion and ignorance. It's not just passion and ignorance. So Lord Brahma said, okay, I will give you the places of residence. Don't worry. He said, your places of residence is in the heart. You reside in the heart of the living entities. Heart. And the senses, all the senses, you can reside in the senses. And the prana, life air, you reside in the life air. And the five gross elements, earth, water, fire, air and ether, all these five elements you reside also. And you reside in sun, moon, and in austerity. Five gross elements, sun, moon and austerity, eight. Then the prana, senses and heart, 11. So Lord Shiva, Rudra, resides in the 11 places. So in that way, Lord Brahma said, okay, now you populate this world. For you, 11 places. So the Rudra expanded into 11 forms. Ekadasa Rudra. 11 forms he expanded. Then Brahma also provided 11 Rudranis, the consorts of Rudra. He provided 11 Rudranis. Okay, now you populate. When Lord Rudra was given the order to populate, then he produced more person. They are also like Rudras. They are also born of passion and ignorance, anger. And then they went about destroying the things instead of actually creating people to maintain this place. They went about, because Rudra is anger personified, they went about destroying the things. Then Brahma said, hey, wait a minute. I wanted a peaceful population of this universe, and you people are destroying. Better you keep, stop your progeny now. It is better not to produce disturbing elements than producing less undisturbing elements. He said, wait. You better take to the process of austerity. We don't want this kind of progeny here. You take to the process of austerity. In that way, Rudra was asked by Lord Brahma, you better take to the process of austerity, that is, for the time being you take rest. When time comes you can exhibit that is annihilation. Prabhupada writes in the purport that how the Rudra principle, so Lord Rudra is pervading so many things actually, our senses, all the five elements, prana, etc. So Prabhupada explains, Lord Rudra is in the heart in the form of false ego. When a person exhibits the false ego, it is the exhibition of Rudra principle. Ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. Kartaham, I am the doer. When one claims, that is false ego. And that is the principle of Rudra being exhibited. And Prabhupada writes, the senses, sometimes when you become angry, your eyes becomes red. Reddishness of the senses, that is the Rudra principle being exhibited. And the five elements, earth. Earth is always calm, but then there is an earthquake. Then this is the Rudra principle, the ignorance and passion. Rudra principle being executed. And in water, sometimes heavy rain, flood comes, that is the Rudra principle. So in all these elements you can see, the Rudra principles are there hidden, and they start manifesting sometimes. In the fire, sometimes very hot. Sun is very hot. The Rudra principle in sun is that it becomes very hotter and hotter, then it is a Rudra principle. Very cold, that is another Rudra principle. So in this way, in most of these material elements, Rudra principles can be exhibited. That is why it is called Maheshwara. It is Maha Ishwar, Rudra. So in this way, Rudra actually his constitutional nature is to actually annihilate. But then, during the universal lifespan, he can't start that business. That is why Brahma said, you wait. At the end of the universe span is over, at that time you can start your real business. Until then you start meditating. So Lord Rudra is always meditating upon the lotus feet of Sankarshan. Sankarshan. So, it is said that when the universe of lifespan is exhausted, when actual annihilation is supposed to happen, at the time, for 100 years, this is the end of lifetime of Brahma, for 100 years there is no rain. Even 1 month rain is delayed, then it is a big trouble. We are trying to sort it out, how to get water. 100 years, there is no rain. So there is no rain. Nothing to eat, no cultivation, no agriculture. It is stated that at the time, because there is no rain, the sun will be hotter and hotter. And the sun will actually evaporate all the water of this universe. Even including the sea water. You won't have any sea. You can just go and have a cricket match in the ocean. There is no water there. Sometimes the ponds are dry. You go and play there. It will become like a playground. so hot, no rain. So when the entire water body is evaporated, Lord Shankarshan becomes angry. He exhibits his anger. So when Lord Shankarshan exhibits his anger, from his eyebrows, Rudra comes. Rudra came from the eyebrows of Brahma in the beginning of creation. At the end of annihilation, again Rudra comes from the eyebrow of Shankarshan. Lord Shankarshan, who has got thousands and thousands of hoods, on whose hoods every universe is like a mustard seed, that Shankarshan becomes angry to annihilate, because it's time up. So, from the eyebrows of Shankarshan, Rudra comes, and he is also known as Shankarshan, of Shankarshan, Shankarshan, Vasudev, Vasudev, like that. Lord Rudra's another name is Shankarshan. He is of Shankarshan. He is the devotee of Shankarshan. So, this Rudra is actually an incarnation of Sadashiv. Sadashiv is an expansion of the Supreme Lord. Exactly like the milk turned into curd. Sadashiv is like curd coming from the milk, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, this Rudra, he again expands into 11, original 11, he expands. And then, there is a wonderful dance of Rudra, Rudra Dandavam. Rudra starts dancing in anger. Many of the time, Rudra's deity is in the form of Shiva Linga. The only form that is Nataraj, you can see in the south, Nataraj deity is there. That is Rudra in the anger. He starts blowing his drum and then he starts dancing. When Rudra is dancing, it's annihilation. So fire everywhere. There is no water. Fire everywhere. Then Lord Rudra, he starts dancing and there is no water. And with fire, the wind is blowing for 100 years more. Fire and wind. So in wind also Rudra principle is there. Angry wind is blowing. So in that way, for after 100 years of blowing this fire and wind, then the rain comes actually. This is the rain of devastation. It's not ordinary rain for half an hour raining, no. It's like rain of devastation. So much so that the entire universe is filled with water. This is the rain of devastation, water of devastation, pralaya, real pralaya at the end of this universe. So when water element is pervading everywhere, the grossest of all the element, that is earth, which has got this quality of smell, because it is completely submerged in water, the quality of smell is withdrawn. When the quality of smell is withdrawn, it is no more earth. Like in the creation, one element after another element from subtle to gross level comes, but in annihilation, from grosser element to subtle element. So, earth merges into water. Water merges into fire. Fire merges. One qualities are withdrawn. In water, the quality of taste is withdrawn. In fire, the quality of form is withdrawn. Like that, one after another, everything, when the qualities are withdrawn, the prakriti become pradhan. And the actual annihilation happens. And then it merges into the body of Mahavishnu. So, in this way, Rudra plays an important role in the annihilation. This is in the universal rule, things have to be created, things have to be annihilated also. So Rudra takes up the job for Krishna to annihilate this universe. And in this way, Rudra exhibits the quality of anger. He's in the mode of patience and ignorance. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, the universal annihilation is one, and then when the spirit soul leaves the body, it is the annihilation of the body. This is annihilation at our level. Annihilation of the universe is at the level of universe, at the level of Krishna's level, annihilation. So everyone is afraid of this Rudra principle of death. There are so many things, other things are also there. People are afraid. Bhaya. Bhaya is one quality. This is pavarga. Bhaya is there. So, a materialistic person, he accumulates so many material things and thinking that he is going to enjoy more and more. And he becomes fearful when those material things are lost, if he is going to lose. If suppose somebody is having money, if he is going to lose, he says, hey, wait a minute, this is my possession. I am the enjoyer, this is my possession. Why should I lose it? Fearfulness. And the greatest fear is when the person is going to lose his body, which is the instrument for enjoying all these things in the material world, becomes fearful. Death. Death is fear. Everybody is fearful of death. But those who have taken to the process of Krishna consciousness, they are not at all afraid of anything including death. Because they know that they are not going to lose anything. They may be having the material possession, but they know that this material possession is not permanent. I am not going to be very happy with the material possession. They think that their real possession is Krishna consciousness, the service to the Lord. And they know that the service of the Lord is not going to be taken away, even if they lose the body. If suppose somebody is rendering devotional service in the pure consciousness, Krishna says that after leaving the body, tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti so Arjuna, they don't take any more birth in the material world. Lord Krishna says they come to my planet. After going to that planet, they continue their devotional service. They are doing the devotional service here, and after leaving the body, they are continuing the devotional service. It's exactly like a government officer is transferred from Bombay to Nagpur. He will not start crying, especially if it is with a promotion. Maybe sometimes people don't want to go out of Bombay. That's another story altogether. That's a different kind of bhaya maybe. If somebody is transferred with promotion, he is leaving the job here and taking up the job there with promotion. That means better service. He is a manager here, he will become general manager there. Why he will cry? Oh, I am going to become general manager. The devotees of the Lord who are performing devotional service here, they are promoted to the spiritual world. There, here they are doing devotional service to the material body. There they will do the devotional service to the spiritual body. It's a promotion. Spiritual body. And continue the devotional service. So they are afraid. Tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti so Arjuna. So the devotees of the Lord, they are fearless. No fear. Anything may happen. Okay, this is Lord Krishna's arrangement. What I am to be worried about? Because they have taken shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, which is fearlessness personified. Bhaja Hure Mana Srinanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare. Krishna's lotus feet is the shelter of fearlessness. Abhaya. Bhaya, abhaya. Opposite of bhaya is abhaya. So Krishna's lotus feet is the shelter of fearlessness. If one takes shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, he doesn't have to worry about anything. He doesn't have to be fearful that he will be losing something. Because Krishna, under all circumstances, protects the devotee. Lord Krishna says, Kaunteya pratijane hi name bhakta pranashyati. Prabhupada quotes in the purport. My devotee never perish. Hey, wait a minute, he is dying, he is leaving the body. That is the perishing of the material elements, not of the spiritual nature. Krishna protects the spiritual nature. Krishna protects the soul. So much so that he will assure that he will be elevated to the next higher level. Even if one is not a pure devotee, 100%, still Krishna protects. Protects in the sense that he gives him the higher opportunity for engaging in devotional service. Whatever he is doing now, devotional service, it is assured that he will continue in a better way in the next lifetime. Krishna assures. Because the devotee is so assured that Krishna is protecting, he is completely fearless. There is no fear in the devotee. If somebody is fearful means he is still in the material concept of life. Material concept of life. Still in the mode of passion and ignorance, material concept. So the purpose of devotional service is to transcend the material concept and to come to the platform of pure devotional service. Completely spiritual. So in this way, in this sloka, Lord Shiva is explaining how everybody in this universe is fearful of Rudra Bhaya. Rudra Bhaya exhibited in so many ways, anger, natural calamity, etc., etc. Interestingly, this sloka is spoken by Lord Shiva, and he is talking about Rudra Bhayam. And he is also telling that in this universe everybody is having Rudra Bhayam. So Prabhupada explains in the purport that there are 11 Rudras, each Rudra is also engaged in destruction, and one Rudra is afraid of another Rudra also. Rudra Bhayam. One Rudra is afraid of another Rudra. This is too much. One Rudra is already having the similar power as another Rudra, but still each one is afraid of another. They go in different direction. They don't go together. Even Rudra has to be afraid. So Prabhupada says that the Rudra who is speaking this verse is different than the other Rudras, and he himself is fearful of another Rudra, because each Rudra is having so much power to destroy, destruction personified. Even one Rudra is afraid of another Rudra. What to speak of other living entities? If Rudra himself is afraid, Rudra is like even higher than Brahma, even Rudra could be afraid, and a devotee of the Lord is not afraid. Sadashiv, who is the greatest of all the devotees, Vaishnavanam Yata Sambhu. So he is the original Rudra. These all 11 Rudras are coming from him. They are like expansions. So all the Vaishnavas and the Sadashiv, they are only not fearful of anything. And everybody else, including Lord Brahma, is fearful of something or other. That is the nature of this material world. This material world in which everybody is fearful, and only a devotee of Krishna, if he is properly engaged in devotional service under the guidance of the spiritual master, then he can actually be successful and he can become fearless, which is the very rarest commodity. Becoming fearless is very, very rare, and a devotee is endowed with that quality. Today is also a very auspicious day of the appearance of Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva actually appeared, the author of Srimad Bhagavatam, compiler. So this auspicious day of appearance of Vyasadeva is celebrated by several Vedantists as Guru Purnima. Today is Guru Purnima. So Prabhupada writes that Mayavadis, they celebrate the Guru's worshipable day, Vyas Puja. Mayavadis, they accept this day as their Vyas Puja day. They are representing Vyas. Vyas Dev is the original Vedanta. These are the followers of Vedanta. So Veda Vyas is the compiler of Vedanta. So Mayavadis, gurus, Mayavadi, all the Mayavadi Sishyas will go to their guru to offer their Vyas Puja offerings today. And they call it Guru Purnima. Whereas Vaishnavas, especially Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they celebrate the birthday of the Guru as Vyas Puja. It may be some other day. Mayavadi gurus celebrate their birthday. They may be born on some other day, but they are renounced now. No, we have nothing to do with our birth. We have nothing to do with our body. We are very renounced. So they may even forget their birthday. Because birthday is material. This is material world. This birthday is also material. We are renouncing the birthday also. If you have renounced that birthday, real birthday, then they celebrate their birthday on the birthday of Vyasadeva. They want to become one with Vyasadeva. This is Mayavadis. Mayavadis celebrate their own birthday on the Vyasadeva's birthday as Guru Purnima, whereas Vaishnavas celebrate their birthday, Guru, not everybody, Guru. The Gurus, they celebrate their birthday, they don't call it birthday, they call it Vyasa Puja. There is a big difference between the Vaishnava and Mayavadi. Here itself we can see. So, in the earlier days, Prabhupada's disciples used to write to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, we are celebrating your no, birthday today. Today is Guru Purnima. Prabhupada wrote back saying, yes, this is very nice you are celebrating, but in our tradition we don't celebrate on that. These are all Mayavadis who celebrate. We are not Mayavadis. You can celebrate my birthday next day after Janmashtami. That will be nice. Prabhupada wrote back. Oh. So that day is celebrated Vyas Puja because the Guru is representing Vyas Dev. Mayavadis are also thinking that they are representing. That is why they are calling it Guru Purnima. So today is also another auspicious day of the disappearance day of Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami was born on 1488, 2 years after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. He is 2 years junior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 1486 is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birth year. when he was a small boy, Sanatana Goswami got a dream. In that dream, one young boy came and he gave Srimad Bhagavatam to him. He said, please take this Bhagavatam and read. And in the dream he got the Bhagavatam. He was very happy. So he wanted to read Bhagavatam. When he opened, the dream broke and he didn't see the boy, he didn't see the Bhagavatam also. Dream, if you dream something, in the real world it may not be there. So he was very unhappy. Hare, I thought that I got Bhagavatam, I can read this Bhagavatam, but I lost it. So in that feeling, he was doing his daily puja. When he was doing his daily puja, one boy came. He appeared to be another boy. But this boy came and he brought the physical Bhagavatam. He said, take this Bhagavatam. You read this every day, your life will become successful. He gave this Bhagavatam and he went. When he was giving, he didn't recognize who this boy was. He took it. Anyway, I am getting Bhagavatam, very nice. Then he could see that, hey, this is the same boy. Came in my dream. But now he got the Bhagavatam physical. So in that way, Sanatana Goswami was devoted to reading Bhagavatam because it was instructed by Krishna himself. So he along with his brother Rupa Goswami, they were very intelligent people, very intelligent. So the Nawab Uzain, Nawab said that, hey, you guys are intelligent. You have to serve me as ministers. So he inducted Rupa and Sanatana as ministers. Then at one point of time, Rupa Goswami took VRS. He said, I am applying for VRS. He said, theek hai, jao. So he gave him settlement, VRS settlement, lot of gold coins. Take this, one boat full of gold coins. So Rupa Goswami went. Then Sanatana Goswami also was feeling that, what is this I am doing, you know, unnecessarily wasting my time. Then he made an application, leave application to Nawab. I want medical leave. I am not well. Medical leave. He applied for medical leave. He said, it became too long, you know, medical leave also somebody should get cured, you know. He was not coming back to, reporting back to his job. Then he said, he told his doctor, why don't you go and find out what kind of sickness he has got, it is keeping on extending. When the doctor came and saw, he was actually reading Bhagavatam along with the other devotees, brahmanas. He said that his disease is something different, this cannot be cured by me. I am a doctor of curing the physical disease, this is some other disease. So he went back and said that he is alright, he is not having any disease. Then when the Nawab insisted that he had to report back, you know, he was not willing to, he was jailed, put in the jail. Disobedience, you are in the jail. So Sanatana Goswami wanted to go and join Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what he did is a long story, we are not going to go into the details, to cut it short. Sanatana Goswami told the jailer, Are bhai, why don't you leave me? I am going to, you know, Vrindavan. It is like Mecca for you. He's a Muslim. So in Islam, if somebody is going to Hajj Yatra, everybody should help, whatever possible. So he said, I am going like an Hajj Yatra. So why don't you help me? He said, Are, I can help you, but no, Nawab will kill me. Why should I lose my life? He said, don't worry. You say that I went to, do my morning duties and I drowned in the Ganga. Something like that you tell. But I will give you gold coins, 70,000 gold coins. He said, 70,000 in whole lifetime, I may not be able to earn so much. So Rupa Goswami left his, 1/4 of his wealth with the grocer for future benefit, and he, Sanatan Goswami, used from that 70,000 gold coin, gave it to this fellow, and he escaped from the jail. So he took one assistant with him, and that one assistant, Ishan, they both were traveling from Bengal, they were going to Vrindavan. So they had to cross Jharkhand forest, dangerous place. So there, one place, there was a motel, some hotel was there. So they went to take rest. So that hotel keeper, he was very courteous. He said, "Oh, very nice, you people come, stay, how can I serve you?" Sometimes people become over enthusiastic, there can be some doubt. Ati bhakti chore lakshan. Normal bhakti is okay. Sometimes somebody is over enthusiastic, let's say, "Hey, wait, what a minute. Something is going wrong or what?" So Sanatan Goswami was very intelligent and a diplomat. Because after all he was a minister, He said that something is wrong. Why these hoteliers should be very enthusiastically serving me? Then he called his servant, Ishan. I said, "Hey, what is wrong? You are carrying any wealth?" He said, "Yeah, I am carrying 8 gold coins." He said, "You are a nonsense. Why are you carrying gold coins? Gold is troublesome. If you have gold, somebody will come and give trouble to you. Bhaya. You carrying gold means carrying bhaya with you. Okay, you have to be fearful. You have a lot of wealth, fear comes along with that." He then took this gold coins and went to the hotel here, and he said, "My dear sir, I thought that we are not carrying anything. This person is carrying this gold coin. Please take this gold coin." That hotel keeper said that, "Actually, I know that you are having this gold coin, because he has got some mystic power." So he could see that these two people are carrying some gold coins, so he was serving them nicely. And he said that, "Actually, I was going to kill you people tonight. It is very good that you gave me the coin, otherwise I was going to kill you and take the gold coin." Now that you have given the gold coin, "I am very sorry that I had the idea of killing you." He said that, "No problem, you keep the gold coin." They said, no, "You take it. No, we don't want it. You keep it. On the other hand, you help me to cross this forest so that I can go to Vrindavan." So with the help of the hotelier, Sanatan Goswami crossed this Jharkhand and came to Varanasi, where Lord Chaitanya was actually staying there. So in Varanasi, Lord Chaitanya instructed Sanatan Goswami for 2 full months, Sanatan Siksha, all the necessary things for devotional service. Lord Chaitanya instructed him, and he instructed him with 4 jobs. Job description was given to Sanatan Goswami. Go to Vrindavan and discover the lost places of Krishna's pastimes. And install the deities and start the worship. And write scriptures about devotional service. Write scriptures and preach the message of Krishna consciousness. These are the 4 things. So Sanatana Goswami, with those instructions, he came to Vrindavan, and he was going from place to place to discover various places of Krishna's pastime. That is how Goswami, Sanatana and Rupa, they never used to stay in one place. They used to stay in under one tree. And next day they will change the tree also. If you stay in under one tree for too long, then you may develop some attachment. You may start tying a rope from one branch to another branch and put some cloth for drying. Then he'll say that this is my cloth line and this belongs to me. Then attachment could develop. So Sanatana Goswami exhibited the extreme level of renunciation. Sometimes Mayavadis, they think they are very great in renunciation. Even Goswamis exhibited higher renunciation than that. Higher renunciation. Yukta Vairagya. Because Lord Chaitanya instructed them to establish deities, Sanatana Goswami has his own deity, Madan Mohan. He started deity worship, and then something has to be offered to the deity. What he would do? He would go and bake some atta, wheat flour. Somebody will give, and he will roll the wheat flour like a ball and put some water, Yamuna water, mix it, and he'll put it in the fire, and that will be cooked without salt. Yeah. Cooked ball, wheat ball, and he will offer to Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan said that, you are doing acidity, okay, maybe karna padega kya? He said, it's okay, I am not asking too much, why don't you give a little bit salt at least? Kam se kam thoda nimak to do. Sanatan Goswami said, oh to theek hai, today you are asking for nimak, kuch din ka baad bolega thoda dal leke aao, uska baad bolega to sabji leke aao, ye sab nahi chalega. This is what I can offer. If you want, you can eat, otherwise no problem. Madan Mohan said, theek hai, do, kam se kam ye to milta hai. This is transcendental actually. This is the dealing between the Lord and His pure devotees. We cannot try to do it in our deity kitchen. Udhar bhi nimak nahi dalega to problem ho jayega. That is at the highest level of pure devotional service, one can actually reciprocate with the Lord. So in that way, he was worshipping these deities. And after some time, he handed over the deity to his disciple and he went to Manasi Ganga. Manasi Ganga, and he was residing there. So there, he was residing in the place near the Shiva temple. There is a Shiva there, Lord Shiva. We are discussing about Lord Shiva here. He was residing near Chakleshwar Mahadev. Chakleshwar Mahadev temple. And every day, he will take bath in Manasi Ganga and he will do Govardhan Parikrama. Every single day. And he will offer 1008 dandavas to Govardhan. 1008 dandavas. Plus he will also offer obeisances to all the Vaishnavas he would meet. So he became little old and he was 64 years old and he was not able to go around and he was feeling sad. And then Lord Krishna said, "Are abhi karne ka zarurat nahi hai. Why you are doing this unnecessarily troubling your body?" He said, "No. I took a vow, I will have to follow it." If somebody takes a vow, vow is for lifelong. It doesn't change. Like Haridas Thakur, he took a vow, he will chant 300,000 names a day. When he became old, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Hey, you are sufficiently chanted actually. You don't have to chant." He said, "No, this is my disease. My disease is I am not able to complete my rounds." In the same way, Sanatana Goswami said, no, I will not stop. Then Krishna said, "Kya hai, bahut problem deta hai." He stood on a Govardhan Shila and he started playing on his flute and the Govardhan Shila actually melted with the impression of his lotus feet. Lord Krishna's lotus feet, impression. And the calf's hoof print, impression. A stick and a vamshi, flute, impression. And this big Shila, and then he gave it to Sanatana Goswami, "Please take this. Kya karne ka hai? You just go around these four times, it is as good as going around Govardhan. Itna Buddha bhav mein, you don't have to go around, you do this one only." Krishna himself has to come and reduce his, labor of going around the Govardhan hill. The same Shila, one can have darshan in Radha Damodar temple, the Shila is still there. In that there is impression of Krishna's lotus feet also. So in that way, his labor of going around was reduced by Krishna himself. Krishna is concerned about his devotees actually, because he has to protect. Devotees are not concerned about themselves, Krishna is concerned. This is a different level. So in this way, when Sanatana Goswami was performing his devotional service on the banks of Manasi Ganga, there are a lot of mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are coming and biting him. Not even malarial mosquito, normal mosquito only. Then Sanatana Goswami said, "This is too much. Itna machchar hai idhar." So he was preparing to leave. Then Lord Shiva came and said, "Hey, what are you doing? Where you are going?" He said, "Both machchar hai idhar. I don't want to leave here." He said, Chakleshwar Mahadev said, "You don't worry. Sab machchar ko main sambhalunga. From now onwards, there won't be any machchar here. All machchars, haribol, get out of this place." Lord Shiva is telling angrily, then machchar has to obey the order. So from that area, all mosquitoes went away. Then Sanatana Goswami said, "Theek hai." Because Lord Shiva did not want to lose the association of another pure devotee. Otherwise, he will be sitting there, all the materialistic people only will come and beg for so many things. At least Sanatana Goswami jab karega to sun sakta hai na. Then he said, "Theek hai, you be here, don't go from here." So in that way, Sanatana Goswami had a wonderful interaction with Lord Shiva also. So in this way, Sanatana Goswami fulfilled the instructions of Lord Chaitanya, establishing the deity worship, writing the scriptures. So Sanatana Goswami wrote the most important scriptures of Hari Bhakti Vilas, which gives various devotional practices, rituals and all. Brihat Bhagavata Amrit. He read Bhagavatam and he wrote Brihat Bhagavatam. He is the devotee of Bhagavatam. And he also wrote Brihat Vaishnava Toshani. So in this way, he wrote wonderful scriptures. And it is stated that he is none other than the Labanga Manjari in Krishna's original Goloka pastime, assisting Vishakha Sakhi. He is one of the Manjaris. So in this way, Sanatana Goswami played his wonderful pastimes in assisting Lord Chaitanya in giving this Krishna consciousness in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, so that the future generations like us can utilize his teachings and perform devotional service and advance in Krishna consciousness to become fearless in the material world, so that one can take the lotus feet of Krishna, which is fearlessness personified, and go back home, back to Godhead. I'll stop here. Are there any questions or comments? You can ask, is there or not? Oh,
Hare Krishna.
Okay.
So many times we are knowing and listening that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer of everything. But sometimes we enjoy the material things. So how do this practice? And the second is,
Krishna is supreme enjoyer and we are trying to enjoy.
Yes.
Why
sometimes,
sometimes
we enjoy the material things. Many times we have forget the inspection of pure devotee. Many times. We do aparadha and break the regulative principles. How to protect this?
Though Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, theoretically we may even accept it. It is very difficult for us to give away the enjoying propensities. Because this is how we are conditioned in this material world, in this material universe, life after life. Millions and millions of lifetimes we are here, we are used to do that. If you are used to do something, if you have to do something else, it is difficult actually. Suppose I am used to doing something for quite long time. Somebody say, "Prabhu, please don't do like that. You have to do like this." Hey, wait a minute. Why should I do something else? I am already used to doing this. So in the conditioned world, every one of us, we are used to enjoy this material world. So that propensity is within us. So the practice of devotional service under the authority of the spiritual master is to supposed to train us to get used to not enjoy. We are used to something. It is supposed to reverse it. It is like reversing our propensities. So if one sincerely and seriously follows the devotional practice, it is quite possible that you can reverse this propensity. Quite possible. But the problem is that because of this conditioning, we are not able to cope up with the strictures of the rules and regulation. Sometimes we take it easily. I have to do it, but theek hai, kal karenge na, aaj ke liye thoda kuch kar denge. We take it easy. So if we are sincere enough, if we are serious, I have to advance in Krishna consciousness. That is my only goal. I have to do it at any cost. When one becomes very serious in that respect and follows the rules and regulations of the sadhana bhakti, very important is one has to follow strictly the rules and regulations of the sadhana bhakti given by Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami. They have given us actually what to do. But the problem is that we are not doing it properly. If we can do those sadhana properly, under the authority of the acharya like Sanatana Goswami, One can actually overcome the propensity to enjoy. It's possible. It's not impossible. It's difficult, but possible. So, problem is we are not doing. So, we have to come up to the standard of following strictly the sadhana bhakti. When the mind tells that, no, no, it's okay, you have done sufficiently, you know, do something else. You'll have to beat the mind with the shoes and broom. Don't dictate me. I will dictate you what you should do. You should engage in the service of Krishna's lotus feet. Bhaja hure mana, mana, Sri Nanda Nandana, Abhaya Charanara Vindane. Oh my dear mind, please, you know, take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, which is Abhaya. So you have to tell the mind what it should do, not the mind should tell us what we have to do. If mind keeps telling that what the senses have to do, he will try to enjoy only. If you tell the mind, my dear sir, you are very nice, please, why don't you help me in worshipping the lotus feet of Krishna? Then there is some scope. And the second question is, what is that? Vaishnava Aparadha.
Sometimes we forget the instruction of pure devotees and do Aparadha.
Same thing actually, it's overlapping question. If you are, you know that something is going to be dangerous for your spirituality. Suppose it is stated that Vaishnava Aparadha is like mad elephant. And the devotional service is like a wonderful garden with a wonderful creeper. Devotional service is called Lata, Bhakti Lata. Bhakti Lata means devotional creeper. It is not called devotional tree. Devotional creeper. Creeper is very delicate. And in the garden, you have got a wonderful creeper. And you have to very nicely take care of it. Give support. Support of spiritual authorities. Guru and the entire parampara. So with the help of the guru and parampara, when you nicely grow, you can't allow a mad elephant to enter that garden, you know. Even a normal elephant can destroy the garden. What to speak of a mad elephant? When you know that offenses are like mad elephant, they are very destructive to our devotional service, we should learn that we should not commit offenses against Vaishnavas, offenses against so many other things, nama aparadha. So, we'll have to be very cautious. That is why it is said that devotional service is very easy to take up. But then to practice and go forward is a little difficult because we have to strictly follow the rules and regulations. So, by knowing that Vaishnava Aparadha is going to destroy my devotional creeper, one has to be cautious to not commit any Vaishnava Aparadha. If he keeps committing left... Sometimes what happens, you practice devotional service for some time. I am 3 years chanting 16 round. I have become very great now. I can dictate terms and conditions what others can do, and I can left and right tell whatever I have to tell to others. If somebody takes that kind of attitude, then that is quite possible that he may end up committing offenses. If one commits offenses, then the devotional creeper slowly will start drying up. This creeper is supposed to grow up and penetrate the universe, penetrate everything, Brahma Jyoti, and go and take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, which is Abhaya. Instead of growing, you are going to actually obstruct your own growth. So, by knowing well that Vaishnava Aparadha is going to be disturbance in your own devotional service, one has to take all cautious precaution, whatever it may take, to avoid. If one doesn't take proper precaution, he will be in trouble. So it is up to us how much we want to advance. We may not like it. Hey, I very much like committing offenses. You know, you are saying that not to commit offense? Yes. Change that attitude. You may like to do it, but don't do it. I don't like to do this. Okay, don't like to do it. What is sweet in the beginning can become bitter at the end. What is bitter in the beginning will become sweet at the end. So in the beginning, it is so bitter to not commit offenses. You know, it looks like bitter. How can I do that? How can I do that? When you follow it, when you really advance in Krishna consciousness, it will become very sweet. It's up to our determination what we want to do. Yes, please.
Thank you, Mr. Prajit.
Prabhu, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
While quoting this Tyaktva Deha Punarjanma Sloka, you mentioned that after giving up the material body, when one goes back to Godhead, there also he serves Lord Krishna with spiritual body. So this material body is made up of these gross elements, correct?
Spiritual body is made of what elements?
No, material body is made up of gross five elements.
Yes,
what are the components of spiritual body?
Satchidananda Murti. Satchid Ananda. Satchit Ananda. Such is eternal. You don't lose it. This body you are losing it. Annihilation is going to happen to this body. That body no annihilation. Chit, full of consciousness. You are always conscious of Krishna. There is no material consciousness. There is Krishna consciousness. Always blissful because you are in consciousness of Krishna. Sat Chit Ananda. That is the components. Everything is Sat Chit Ananda in the spiritual world. Even the stones are Sat Chit Ananda. Trees are Sat Chit Ananda. Cows are Sat Chit Ananda. Krishna is Sat Chit Ananda. You are Sat Chit Ananda. But you will not become Krishna. You will be always servant of Krishna. Everybody is Sat Chit Ananda. Doesn't mean that they are all same as Krishna. No. They have the qualities of Krishna. And they all eternally serve Lord Krishna. And make Him happy. And by serving and making Him happy, they become happy also. Not happy, they become blissful. Bliss is superlative of happiness. It is not said Ananda as happiness, it is said Ananda as bliss. They give bliss to Krishna and they receive bliss from that service itself.
This spiritual body also, this hands, legs and this like...
Definitely you will have a hand and leg to serve Krishna. If you don't have a hand and a leg, how you will serve Krishna? Krishna wants rasgulla. Without a hand, how he can give him rasgulla? Definitely you need a hand. But you don't need this hand. Krishna will give you a special hand. Don't worry.
It is it, yeah. Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Devotional practice makes our heart very simple and loving. But now in age of Kali, everyone used to cheat and make use of us and our power and whatever... properties or anything, money we have. So how to deal with this? At least we have to become what is called as smartness in this age of Kali.
Smartness?
Yeah, to protect at least ours and our belongings and our family members, others.
Actually the heart has hardened because of our conditioning in this material world. It's hard, stone. Stone-hearted. It is said that the heart, which is hard, can be softened by the process of devotional service. The whole process of devotional service softens the heart. The heart, which has no feeling for Krishna, it is as good as a steel-framed heart. Steel frame. You hear about Krishna. So wonderful Krishna is. So wonderful he can reciprocate. Krishna is so wonderful. Sanatana Goswami gave a saltless bread. He said, "Theek hai, dev ho to kam se kam." He didn't say that I will not eat. Suppose in our prasadam service, suppose sometimes all items are okay. In one item there is less salt. Hey, kone cooking kiya? Itna din achcha se cooking kiya, wo yaad nahi aayega. One day, one sabji, he didn't put proper salt. No, what is this? Why did he put salt? Then we want salt. It is not that already Krishna has eaten without less salt. We cannot eat that. No, no, you bring salt. I will put salt now. And then make it nice for my senses. Krishna said, no, no, no problem. You give me that. Because his pure devotee is offering. If one can hear these wonderful pastimes of Krishna, still his heart is not becoming softened. It is steel-framed heart. If one... properly executes devotional service, his heart automatically can become soft. So when the heart becomes soft, then what you are lacking in, then you will have more feeling for Krishna, not any feeling for the material things. So the whole process is the process of softening the heart. Softening the heart means as soon as you hear about Krishna, you become just molten like, you know, oh, this is what Krishna can do. In such kind of attitude, you are already fully established in Krishna consciousness. If your heart can, you have the feeling for Krishna, by hearing the pastime, oh, Krishna can do this, oh, nice Krishna is, that feeling is the medicine for this rock, hard heart to become soft. It becomes soft. In the softened heart, one can actually chant the holy names purely. Because the heart is hard, one is not able to relish the qualities of the holy name. So it takes time. It takes time, but one has to follow the process sincerely and seriously. Whatever the instruction of the spiritual master, Prabhupada has so wonderfully given the chance for us to practice devotional service. We should always feel that, what am I doing to Prabhupada? Prabhupada has given me so many things. Let me do something for Prabhupada. With that enthusiastic spirit, when you are doing devotional service, it will happen. Not that everything ho gaya, hum aake baith gaye hain, subah kya prasad milega, shaam ko kya menu hai. If one keeps thinking about one's own material welfare, it is not possible to soften the heart. It will remain like that, because that is how we are conditioned. So it is all processes to decondition it, remove, reversal process. So one has to sincerely and seriously follow the rules and regulations of the sadhana bhakti. One can achieve perfection. I'll stop here. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Sanatan Goswami Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaurav Premanande.
For instruction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.